Hebrews chapter number 11 tonight. Hebrews chapter number 11. Had some good news, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. An old friend of mine from back in college days has had a really long, hard bout with the COVID. Been in the hospital, I think, nearly 5 weeks. They thought it had left, and then it came back on him. He had tested negative, and it came back positive. But just a couple days after he tested positive, they were taking the trach out of his lungs for the first time in several weeks. And he's well on the road to recovery, and so praise the Lord for that. Marty Holman's his name. He pastors in, where is he at, Indiana. And I'm thankful to hear that for him. chapter number 11. And I want to read tonight verses 1 through 6. Verses 1 through 6. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll end our reading together tonight right there. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, thank you tonight that we can open the Word of God. Thank you for its tremendous truths. And I pray, Father, tonight that as we've gathered here and hoping to hear from you, that certainly our hearts might be open to you and however the Spirit wants to speak to each one. Lord, we just ask you to open our hearts, our ears, our minds. And then, Lord, I ask for the wisdom and the power of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Interesting chapter. 16 times the term by faith is used. 5 times you find a little bit different usage of through faith. We find that within this chapter there are 10 people that are mentioned by name and what they did by faith. We find that there are 6 others who had honorable mention. Their name is just basically listed. And then we find there are 18 actions of faith after that with no names attached. It is certainly a chapter that deals with the subject of faith. It is a chapter, I believe, that we can look at and have a fairly decent study of faith as it's being lived. At its very beginning, we find in verse number 11 what I would describe as its definition. Faith is. Faith is. Here's what it is. Definition. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That word substance, interesting word. In its abstract form, it simply means confidence. It's confidence. It's the substance or the confidence of things hoped for. It's a deep-seated belief. It is what lies beneath. We find in the word evidence of things not seen. Evidence is an outward sign of something not seen as of yet. It's a term used by law enforcement, also in the court system, as evidence must be provided, seeking to find out that which is unknown. Faith, we find, works in the unseen world, but it is as real as the sunrise and the sunset. Think about it for just a moment. Tonight you go out, and I'm not sure exactly what phase the moon is in. It's close to being a full moon. It's always beautiful to look up in the sky and see the moon that is full. But there's something we know about the moon, and that is it does not produce light. That's interesting, isn't it? It does not produce light. There's nothing on board moon that would produce light. Where does it get its light from? Well, we know from having studied it that it comes from the sun. And so when we see the moon light up, we know its light comes from another source. Okay? We believe that because we've put our trust in what some people have taught us and what seems to be very logical. If you go out when there's a time of eclipse, we notice that it's always rounded in the eclipse. And so there's a shadow that is being formed as a result of that. Well, faith. The faith of our forefathers, I believe, inspires us, or it ought to. Notice verse 2, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. And we think about these elders, we think about these men, and we come to chapter number 12, and it starts out by saying, wherefore? It's referenced back to all of these things. It says, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. All these people who were people of faith, he says, then let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Wow. So what do we find? Our forefathers, because they believe, it has an inspiration on us. Most likely, you tonight have a faith in Christ because somebody else's faith spoke to you. Their testimony of what God had done in their life. And praise God for that. It is this faith we find in verse number 6 that pleases God. Matter of fact, he's very adamant about it. He says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. Impossible. And notice something, it's built upon a couple of thoughts here. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. It's built upon the existence of God. And he goes on and says, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so it's maintained upon his attributes. He's a rewarder. He's true to his word. And so you and I tonight, we can have a faith that pleases God. Now within these 6 verses are the definition, as we've looked at, the object and illustration of our faith. And the remainder of it deals with more personal illustrations. These we find lived by faith. But I want to ask you a question tonight. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does it mean that you have nothing and you believe that God is going to supply everything that comes your way? Well, it certainly can. But what if you already have everything? Does that mean you cannot live by faith? Does that mean that only those without jobs or income and have a living faith? By what do we find living by faith means in a chapter that so vehemently displays it? So I want to make a few suggestions to you tonight as we look at this chapter. Number one, living by faith is believing what God says about our beginnings. Verse number 3, through faith we what? Thus understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We believe what God said about our beginnings. We believe, by the way, in that statement, his word. We believe his word is true. And so faith, what is it? I think that really we could put it in this kind of context. It's all and all of creation that came out of nothing. There's a Latin term. It's pronounced ex nihilo, if I pronounce it right. And it simply means out of nothing. And here we find that it is used to help us understand what belief is. We understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's believing what God says about anything, not just creation, but about anything. For instance, we find that much of the Bible is made up of history. Some people say, well, I don't like history. Then, well, you don't like the Bible. Much of the Old Testament's history, the first five books of the New Testament are history. And most of the rest of it is history pre-written. Consider. But he's accurate about history. When God speaks of things that we would call science, he speaks with complete wisdom. He knows all of those things. And so when he speaks about the sphere of the earth, we can look at that in the book of Isaiah and understand that this world is round. Not two-dimensional, but three-dimensional, like a ball. It's a sphere. And that's what we see there in the Word. And so we look at the Word. We find another thought as we think about the sciences. And that might be, here's a verse for you. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Is that true? Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, one of the things that I've had happen to me so often the last 3-4 years, I feel like a pincushion sometimes, is that they're drawing blood. And they take it and they test it. They've tested for so many different things. And they can find out things that are wrong with you by what they call blood count. And you got to know all those numbers to figure it out, and it gets on beyond us all. But nonetheless, the life of the flesh and the blood. Go back 200 years ago, they didn't believe that. Matter of fact, they thought that blood was something that caused the problems. So when somebody got sick, they would actually attach leeches to their body to suck blood out. It is believed that our very first president died as a result of not having enough blood from being sick and having leeches attached to him. I don't know about you, but having leeches attached don't sound too appealing. I had that happen to me one time many, many years ago, and I found that thing and I liked and never got it off. But the Bible's accurate. It's accurate about prophecies. God knows what's going to take place in the future. We find it's accurate about principles of living, how to live. Well, I tell you, one of the things that just captivates me over and over is the book of Proverbs and all the marvelous principles whereby we can live. The Bible is accurate when it comes to the things of eternity. We can depend upon it. And so we believe what God says about our beginnings. You say that's living by faith? I think that's what's trying to say here. Through faith we understand. Huh? I believe something else too, and that is living by faith is simply following his directions. Notice verse number 4. And we'll look at an example here. It says, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Why did he do that? Why did he offer a sacrifice? We don't have a whole lot to go on, but we do know that when Adam and Eve sinned, that God, what did he do? Two animals died, probably a sheep, and their bodies were clothed with the skins of those, and he was teaching them a tremendous truth. And that is, one has to die for another's sin and shed their blood. And he understood a principle. Now, he didn't understand it to the degree that we do by any means, but he believed God, and therefore he slew the animal. So by faith, he followed the directions. James says this thing in a very unique way. In chapter number 2 of the book of James, verse number 17, says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Living by faith, as I mentioned, I believe is following directions. Here he says, if we say we have faith and have not works, that's what it says in the next verse. He says, show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. By the way, that does not mean that you get saved by works. That is in no way stating that. It's simply saying he can show his faith by his works. Lindsay, what is on your left hand, the fourth finger? Or third, whichever it is. What does that say? It says all the guys that see that, hands off. It says all the guys, my husband's got guns, don't mess with him. But it's a symbol, it's a sign, it's something that shows something else. Now we have in our age what I would describe as hyper-dispensationalist. A dispensation is a period of time how God worked in certain ways. But there are some of those who will tell you that the means of salvation was not always by faith and faith alone. Matter of fact, they will tell you that all the other dispensations was faith plus something. And yet we find throughout the book of Hebrews in chapter number 11 that faith is demonstrated here by their actions. It wasn't their actions that gave them their faith, it was that which demonstrated it. It is what they had revealed to them by God, and they believed and acted upon it. Consider for a moment tonight. Have you been told to go build a boat and get in it and let God seal it up? I don't think so. But Noah was. What did he understand about that? That God told him to do it, and he did it. And God saved him, by the way, not from sin. God saved him from a flood. It was a salvation here, but it's a great picture of the salvation of the soul. So we come to our time in the church age, and we have some revelation we can follow. If we're going to follow his directions. Yeah, think about this for a moment. Baptism was instituted for newborn believers and is often looked upon as the first act of faith. Doing so, we believe, identifies us with other believers. As we are buried in the water and brought back up again, shows the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've teased a few folks, I wish I could rebaptize you because we'd make a bigger deal about the burial. Leave you under longer. 3 days and three nights. That wouldn't help for the church attendance, would it? But we do find that's a great illustration we have today. That wasn't always there. Think about this. Tithing was inaugurated in the Old Testament. It was approved by the Lord in the New Testament. To that was added missions, faith, promise, we discover in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. And so if we're living by faith, we're going to what? We're going to follow the Lord in baptism. If we're living by faith, we're going to follow the Lord by what? Giving to his work. Tithes and offerings. You say, well, tithing was Old Testament. Let me share a verse with you. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. He says, woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over the judgment and love of God. There's a colon. He's got an explanation. These ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. He's saying, you ought to have done that. It's right. It's proper. And so we have, what is it? Living by faith, following his directions. Following his directions when it comes to, can we use the word continuous praying? When we see situations, we have things that call to our mind that seem to be impossible, and we go to God. I had a prayer request today. I did not pass it on, but family has been attending here recently that live up in Harlan. You remember the white-haired lady and her daughter that comes with them? Well, she had a son that passed away yesterday. And she said, would you pray for my mom? That's the second son in 13 months. And so what do? You pray, God help him through this. And so when the picture that comes to your mind, that when you see them or you hear their name or whatever it is, it's an opportunity to once again pray and ask God to do a work. Consider this. Following his directions is listening to preaching. Oh boy. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by what? Hearing by the word of God. Now go back and look at the context, and you find that the hearing was through the preaching of the word of God. I remember so vividly my first 2-3 years after I was saved. I went to Bible college a year after I was saved. And quite frankly, I think I knew the difference between an epistle and an apostle, but I'm not sure. My knowledge of the Word of God was very, very limited. And so for the next 3 years, I sat, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't the classes I attended, but it was the preaching that I was under. Sundays, and then every day of the week as we gathered for chapel time. And it was from that that God began to build my own faith. Faith cometh by hearing. What's following his directions? Listen to the preaching, allowing God to do the work in your life that needs to be done. What is faith? Living by faith. I think we could say it's trusting him for the outcome. Cain sacrificed, trusting for God's salvation. Noah built a boat. And God shielded and protected him from the flood. Abraham left his hometown and traveled to a new land, believing God was going to make a great nation of him. Sarah gave birth at 90. Abraham offered up that young man, Isaac, believing God would restore him. I find that incredible that he believed that. What is living by faith? Believing God for our beginnings. Believing what he says. Then following his instructions. And trusting him for the outcome. Trusting him for the outcome. Whatever it might be. And by the way, it's trusting him for his results. You know what we do often? We expect God to do it a certain way, and if he don't do it that way, we don't think he cares. But God always does it for our benefit. And then lastly, I would put this in and think about it. To live by faith is knowing him in a personal way. Knowing him in a personal way. I think of Enoch especially, where it tells us that he was translated, he should not see death and was not found because he had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God and was taken to his very presence. He knew him in a personal way. One of the great problems amongst Christians is we learn doctrine, we learn this point, we learn that point. We learn what to say here and what to say there, and we have our I's dotted and our T's crossed, and we really don't know him. We really don't know him. It hasn't become a personal thing. It's really no different than the rest of the religions of the world when we're in that state. It's just a ritual we go through, or thoughts that pass our mind from time to time. but knowing him in a personal way. That's an ongoing process. It's something that grows day after day. And if that be not true in your life, you're not living by faith. We trust him for the outcome. It's living by faith. We follow his directions. It's living by faith. We believe what he says, especially about where we came from. Living by faith. That's what I see in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm sure that you could add to these things, but may God speak to our hearts. Father, tonight, thank you so much for the privileges of ours to gather in this place and to rehearse the things of God, to look at this tremendous chapter on faith. Thank you, O God, that we can look at this great cloud of witnesses, that our hearts can be warmed and we can realize that they were people just like us, and that we too also can walk by faith. Lord, what a privilege it is. Sometimes we get the idea that the only ones who can do that are folks in the ministry and fail to recognize that we're all in the ministry. And we all must walk by faith. Bless and work as we depart from this place in a few moments, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.